Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I haven't been this excited about this. I haven't been this excited about politics in a long time. And you're saying, Kevin, what are you talking about? You've been doing politics for 15 years. You've been doing this, your radio show, since 2008, really the early part of 2009. 15 years you've been doing this. And you have done it because you got, I'm speaking of to myself right now, of course, listen people, I'm saying to myself, Kevin, you've done this for 15 years and you did it because you were upset about what was happening in politics. You got excited because you knew that the choice back in the day was going to be between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. One of those two was going to beat McCain. You knew it. And you said it couldn't happen. You shouldn't let it happen. You got to get in the game, and you got in the game. And for 15 years, you've been excited. You've been putting that passion to something. And God touched you on the shoulder and said, you need to do this, when you could have done a lot of other stuff. Okay, Kevin, quit talking to yourself. I could have. But I'm telling you, as excited as I've been to get into the process and to go from complete obscurity to people actually knowing me when I travel around this country, when I travel around the world, I'm more excited today than I've ever been. And you're saying, Kevin Jackson, how is that even possible? Well, it's because you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. Let me tell you why, folks. It isn't because politics has not been exciting. It has been. But let me tell you what I've learned. I remember in the end, with 2012, when Barack Obama beat Romney, I made this declaration. I would never follow the Republicans again. You know what we've relied on for decades? We've relied on Republicans to win for us. Do you know the problem with that? Those eunuchs, those male hyenas, are as effective as a booster is on COVID. They actually do worse for you when you ask them to help. So, Kevin Jackson, why are you excited? Yes, I will tell you. I'm excited because I am now part of the Retrumplican Party. There are Trumplicans out there, and there are Retrumplicans. Can I tell you today that you're going to be glad you're listening to this program? You're going to be glad that somebody hipped you to Kevin Jackson, if you weren't listening to me already. And if you are listening to me, and somebody brought you here, thank them. You better give him a big fat wet kiss. You better thank him. And if you haven't been bringing people here, well, just slap yourself, because shame on you. Let me tell you, I know to be a fact, because people ask me this question all the time. Kevin, why don't black people want to support the Republican Party? Because the Republican Party doesn't know how to market itself to black folks. But do you know who does know how to market himself to black people? Anybody? I'm about to get all metrosexual on you here and start talking like a little, you know. The reason why black people haven't been excited about the Republican Party is the Republican Party doesn't do anything for black people. They just talk. We freed you people. You should be here. And I've given my, support to the Republican Party because they did free black folks. But it takes more than that. You got to win back what it is. You got to fight. Black people want you to fight for us. They're like a woman. If she's kind of getting soft on you, I don't like you anymore. You better fight for her. You better show her, hey, I'm willing to fight. And that's what we should be willing to do. And see, Trump is willing to fight for us. I know this to be a fact. Black people on both sides of the political aisle feel more connected to Donald Trump than they do Joe Biden. And you don't have to believe me. I'm going to play this. This is a man on the street clip. We're going to get into it a little bit deeper here in the next segment. But this is a man on the street clip where a dude asked a very simple question. Biden or Trump? Now, it sounds like the first dude he's saying is pick Biden, but it's the announcer, the guy on the street. He's asking. I'm going to do some of these, by the way. I'm going to try to do them in different states. Show people. This is not some little small thing. By the way, I don't know if you saw Joe Biden. Joe Biden went into some coffee shop or something. I don't even know where. And I'm telling you, people didn't get up. Joe Biden had to go over and introduce himself. If you see the video, you know what I'm about to tell you. If you see that video, if Trump walked in that room, people would have stood up. They'd have been on their cell phones calling. They would have been taking selfies. He shook a couple of hands. Some of you have seen the video I'm talking about. If you haven't, it's out there. I don't think we posted it. Biden, he's practically begging people I'm not exaggerating it one bit. Nobody cared. Remember when Hillary Clinton was running and she went into some gas station and she was all incognito and they looked at her and nobody got up, nobody said a word. That's what I told people. I said, you know when somebody's resonating. Joe Biden's not resonating. And for the record, even when Joe Biden won, and I use my finger quotes, he'd have gone in that place and nobody would have done the same thing. Trump goes in there, it's a freaking party. That's how it works. So don't believe this hype. And we got polling. We got so much good news. Most of this came over the weekend, but I did a show, yesterday's show, explaining how the Democrats were in trouble and on and on. And I predicted Joe Biden's going to be out. There has been nothing but bad news. What did I tell you, people? I told you this. I said no matter what they tell you about Joe Biden, pick a time a year ago, 6 months ago, 3 months ago. Here's what I told you. I said it doesn't matter what time frame you pick. It's only going to get worse. Yesterday is better for Joe Biden than today. Tomorrow will be worse for Joe Biden than today. A week from now will be worse. You understand what I'm telling you? He can't get any better. His brain function isn't any better. His ideas are no better. His policies are no better. The people around him are weirdo sickos that don't know, can't do anything positive for America. You think the border is suddenly going to stop? You think inflation's going up? What has he done? And what's going to get better? I know, I'm not going to have time to play the clip. My producer's like, yeah, I'm going to have time. I know, we'll play it next segment. But I want you to hear when we come back into this next segment, these black men, and there were some other people too, but it's mostly black men that this guy's asking, and black women. And I want you to hear what these people say when they're asked Trump versus Biden. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm telling you something, folks. Y'all don't believe it. People would not believe it. I haven't seen this in 15 years. I haven't seen it since the time of Reagan. And it didn't even have that level of resonance that it has right now. Trump has hit people gutturally. I'm talking about in their emotional part of their body, not this, you know, ethereal, oh, I'm going to think about it or whatever. Trump has hit people in their pocketbooks. They understand what it meant to be under Donald Trump. And when you had money in your pocket, when you were getting raises, when your boss was giving you bonuses, you were getting, you know, minimum wage, wasn't even thought about. You just blew right through that. Opportunity abounded. He made you feel good about being American. And people miss it. They now see the other side of it, that flip, dark, ugly side, started by Barack, baby black Jesus, Obama, and perpetuated by this brain-dead moron who got shoehorned into office in the big cheat. They also know game. Black folks know game. Y'all ask me all the time, Kevin, what's it going to take for black people to start voting Democrat? I got the answer. Donald Trump. It's Donald Trump. Somebody they can believe in. As Obama said, change you can believe in. Well, we believe in it now. Donald Trump said the heck with the Republican Party. You know what he did? He created the Retrumplican Party. And he's bringing over people, crazy leftists,
that hate him. There are some people who still hate him, but they are a small minority. They're idiotic. And in fact, I enjoy him. I like him. I'm even glad Nikki Haley is still acting like she's in the race. I'll be talking about her. I'm glad these people are out there, these idiots, because here's what they're saying that Robert De Niro is, I wouldn't vote for Donald Trump. If Joe Biden was the devil, I'd still vote for Joe Biden over Donald Trump. Okay, fine. What you're showcasing is how stupid you are, how much you have Trump derangement syndrome, how much you will sell out the country because you don't want to be wrong. Well, who are you? A famous actor has told you, I don't like Donald Trump. Yeah, that's going to change a lot of people's minds. You know what's not, De Niro? You ain't giving them money out to black folks who are sitting out there struggling, looking at a paycheck get smaller and smaller, the inability to take care of themselves, take care of their kids. We played a clip of a man the other day yelling, I work 40 hours a week and I'm homeless. I can't afford to live in Boston. I was born here, born and raised. And you're bringing in illegals and housing them. You want to talk about one of the worst things that the Democrats could do? From an optics perspective, to piss off black folks? Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it is Joe Biden is the biggest recruiter of blacks to the Trumplican party. Because Donald Trump says, keep them out, and he did it. And these leftists let them in, and then they cater to them. Hey, New York says, we're going to give you $1,000 a month on some kind of a card. They let them out of jail when they commit crimes. Don't even charge them. They have all the services of the citizens of America, but they have none of the responsibilities. And let me tell you who takes notice. The low man on the totem pole. Black people are like, what? They gave them what? They're doing what? Black people want reparations. There's some black folks that do reparations, but even if it's not reparations, if your government's going to help somebody, shouldn't they be helping us? Joe Biden has given $74 billion to foreigners. I take that back. It's more than that because he gave $200 billion to Ukraine. But he's given more money to foreigners for military protecting their borders than he's done us. He's given more money to foreigners than he has to protect homeless veterans and the homeless population here, people whose businesses need that money. Can you think about the money that Joe Biden's given away? If he put that pool of money together and said, hey, black folks, y'all want to start some businesses for yourselves? I got something for you. Here's a little pool, and you know what we'll do? We won't even ask for it back. Think of it as a reparations pool. Kevin, come get yours. I'll be in that line. I'd be over there. I'd be nuzzling people out, making people get to the back. You don't try to cut. Don't try to cut. I'll cut you up. I'd go get my money. I deserve it. But Joe Biden's giving this money away, giving it to illegals, giving it to everybody. And black people are taking notice. And it's not, don't think of it this way, like black folks go, well, I deserve you. I ain't done nothing, but I deserve it. It's not that. They're saying, look, I paid my dues. I've been the whipping boy for every political cycle since politics began. We've been the whipping boys. They've been using us, abusing us. Nothing's changed. But you know what we do want? We want a leg up. I'll tell you this, if the government said, Kevin, we'll give you $1 million, you start a company, we're going to help you get the TKJN, Kevin Jackson Network going, I'd get in line. I'd go get my money because I know what I can do with it. See, there's a lot of brothers out there like me. But and the reason why I'm even bringing it up is because if you're going to throw money away, why don't you throw it my way? Have you ever had somebody do they go out and they do stupid stuff with their money and you're like, man, if you're just going to be stupid with money, why don't you just give it to me? Because I'll do something right by it. Melissa and I got 1,000 kids adopted. 72% of them were minority kids. We'll do right by it. I don't drive Lamborghinis and Bugattis and live high on the hog and all that. Mm-mm. And I never will. Don't want it. I enjoy the fellowship of normal activities. Anyway, let me move on. I'm supposed to be talking about these black folks switching over. And I'm telling you, they have. I'm going to give you proof today. People coming to Trump in droves, all colors, all nationalities, all sexual orientations or whatever. But especially black folks. You ask and I answer. The black conservative movement, folks, is afoot. And it's not Blexit. It's black people watching how a gladiator like Trump fights, and they want more of it. Trump fights for us. He fights with us. And people take notice. I'm going to play this clip of black men in the street. I don't know the kid who did it, but He did a great job, and I think we should do more of this because I think you'll see it'll shock the narrative of the left that Trump's not liked and all this other nonsense. It lends itself to Snoop Dogg, who just said, man, me and my boy, we good.
Trump or Biden?
I ain't gonna lie. Trump, my mother dog.
Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
When Joe Biden spoke on the black community, this mother had the nerve enough to say, if we don't vote for him, then we not black. Well, guess what, Joe? I ain't vote for your ass, and I'm as black as the mother concrete.
How do you feel about Trump getting indicted?
They need to free my boy. He been exposing it. They don't like that. Trump 2024, my brother.
They know they can't get him for none of the real get it game free.
I ain't used to like that. But now, bro, I realize that he meant well for the country. But we need that back. Free Trump. Trump 2024.
How do you feel about Trump being taken off the ballot in Colorado?
I think it's bull. I'll write him in if I have to.
I think it's unconstitutional.
I don't think it's right.
Why?
Because he hasn't been convicted of anything. You know, I mean, I'm not his fan, but I don't think anyone should tell anyone who can run or not.
I just know right is right, wrong is wrong. Everybody got a voice, and you know what I'm saying? Nobody should be silent for their truth.
Trump 2024, you know what I'm saying? Forever. I wait.
There's so much to unpack in that clip because there's a black dude who said, they steered him down the wrong path, but now I'm coming back to Trump. And everything about that is to scare the heck out of the Democrats. Everything. That is a cross-section of America that gets it. And they're like, I ain't being fooled. Trump is my boy. And he's not only your boy, he's sticky. I'm telling you right now, if I were a Democrat and I saw that video, I'd be really scared.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Radical Islamist militias linked to Iran have only seen the beginning of retaliatory U.S. airstrikes, so says the Pentagon.
And there will be additional actions taken to hold the IRGC and affiliated militias accountable for their attacks on U.S. and coalition forces.
U.S. airstrikes hit dozens of targets across multiple days this past weekend. Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder confirmed there were enemy casualties but offered few other details. Britain's King Charles III has been diagnosed with cancer and will postpone public
public engagements while he receives treatment. Vedant Patel, spokesperson for the U.S. State Department.
Thoughts are with the king. This is really with the king and his family. That's sad news, and hope that actually that's very sad, and I'm very sorry for the king and his family.
Buckingham Palace says King Charles has already begun treatments. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You should notice something when we play these clips. We played this clip in the previous segment. Black men on the street ask about Trump versus Biden. And here's what you'll learn. People will tell you why Trump. They'll say, man, he fights for us. This guy is, I was doing much better under Trump. Inflation was under control. I could pay my bills. I could do this. I like the way he makes me feel as a citizen. They give you reasons to like Trump. You ever settled for something? Whatever you settled for, it wasn't that you liked it. You settled for it. You're like, well, it's the best I can do. People do it every day. They do it in their jobs. They do it in relationships. They do it in job choices. They do it in life choices. They want to look for somebody to blame because they settle. Well, it's not necessarily somebody else's fault when you settle. Well, Donald Trump is giving you a reason not to settle for the Republican Party. We settled for them. We were like, it's the best we got. I mean, what else are we going to do? But Donald Trump says, you can do better. I'll solve problems. Remember, think about this. When people talk about the border and this invasion that's going on, you know what they say about Trump? He stopped it. The question being asked right now is, will Trump go back and stop it again like he did before? Kevin Jackson's you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm excited about politics. I know we're going to kick their butts in November across the board, in the House, in the Senate, all of it. Because people are sick of it. And they're sick of it at ground level, baby, at that guttural, you know, emotional level where they're like, I'm done with these Democrats. And they all are feeling it. It isn't like they got to get in touch with it like, oh, well, you know, we haven't settled on the moon yet. No, it has nothing to do with that. It's things that they touch every single day. Their food, their gasoline, you know, their fuel, their job. We've never been in this good a position to bring everybody into the fold. And the more they criticize Trump, the worse it gets. Holy cow, folks. By the way, when people speak about supporting Biden, you know what they say? They don't tell you policy. I love the way Joe Biden's handling inflation. I love the way Joe Biden's handling foreign policy. I love the way Joe Biden protects us. I love it. No, they just hate Trump. How long can you hate somebody when the guy that you're cheering for is a moron? And the other guy, every day, you learn something new. You learn why you didn't like him. But you go, now I can see why. He fought. I can see why. You know, I didn't like him, but I see the way they attack him. Yeah, I'd be mad, too. Fannie Willis went after me, and then I find out she's the crook. Letitia James goes after Trump, and then you find out she's the crook. Jack Smith goes after Trump. You find out he's the crook, or she, whatever he professes. Alvin Bragg. Fat Boy Bragg. I call him Fathead. The only person with a fatter head than Alvin Bragg is, what's his name? Roland Martin. Dude got the head the size of a panda.
It's crazy. I called Roland Martin and I had a beef a while back. He still doesn't like me. And I called him a fathead. And I went personal. I beat him regular, and I swear you should see the thread. It's one of the funniest Twitter threads you'll ever see. I crushed him. Said I was afraid to go on his show. I'm like, you fathead, I'm not afraid to meet you anywhere. Get your big old head. I'd be afraid to do a hat sizing contest. Oh, man, I ripped him to shreds. I probably picked up 4,000 people on Twitter in 30 minutes after I ripped Roland Martin. Anyway, let me move on. Oh, like I said, all these people in trouble. Trump warned people about immigration. He said, if you let Joe Biden at it, it'll be an invasion. They want it as an invasion. Especially these red states. Arizona's not a red state. Right now, Adrian Fonte is a Democrat that got cheated into office. He wants illegals to be able to vote on the federal side of elections so they can win the presidency. That's what he's trying to pass here. That's what they're trying to pass in all these states where they're sending these illegals. They know if Trump gets in, massive deportation. And we should be demanding it. But it's not going unnoticed, boy. Black folks are waking up. I told you guys, you've been asking me, Kevin, what's it going to take to wake up black people? I wish I'd known the answer was going to be a billionaire dude who was over a show called Celebrity Apprentice. But I didn't think it was that. I thought it was little old me. Little old me gonna do it. But Trump came in, as we like to say, he's white and he can fight. The establishment Republicans, though, are so busy trying to help Democrats destroy Trump, they're missing the opportunity to grow the party and destroy the Democrats in the process. But black people have tired of this struggle. Because as I tell you many times, I've said it before, when America gets a cold, black folks get pneumonia. And we want generational wealth. I want you to listen to these brothers. They're talking at a barber shop. You've probably seen the clip. But listen to what they're saying. We're going to dissect it here for this one, maybe two segments. I don't know. We'll see. But this is rank and file. Barbershop has become the new church for black folks where we get to bounce ideas. And that's where, believe it or not, you can be open to ideas. I filmed at a barbershop one time. It was eye-opening. It was so diverse. These are black leftists. In fact, the lady said to me, one of the barbers, she says, Kevin, can we talk about more? Can we talk more offline? And will you show me the documentary? We still have it. I haven't released it, but I'm probably going to. Good stuff. I would love to do a barbershop thing and let black folks express their views about stuff. Anyway, here's a clip.
There are some people in your orbit who are either voting for Donald Trump or considering it?
For sure. A lot of my friends are obviously my age, so we're a little younger. We've only voted once, you know, for a president. And Trump is kind of all we know. And they're kind of Trump and Biden. They're like, well, we were broke with Biden. We weren't with Trump. And that's kind of the only thing that I'm hearing over and over again, over and over again, is that, well, Trump, we had money. Well, okay.
That was young black men under 30. And he asked him, he says, you know, yeah, there's a lot of us in this demographic. We're voting for Trump. Folks, when I tell you this stuff, I don't tell you things as an outlier. Like, okay, you know, you find that one black dude that says, I'm going to vote for Trump. And you get all excited. I'm not trying to make you excited. I want you to know exactly how things are. And this is an MSNBC brother who went into a barbershop. He's talking to, there's four or five brothers in there of different ages too. But the younger demographic guy said, a lot of guys my age, here's what we know. We know under Biden, we suffered. Under Trump, we did well. We want that back. Look, I know we highlight a lot of the worst of human nature, and specifically the worst of black folks that can be just do some of the most stupid things on the planet. I tell my son all the time, you know, it's one thing to go out and be amongst a lot of people because stupid things happen no matter what culture you're in. But I grew up in black culture, and you get a lot of black folks together, and it is a dangerous situation. It does not matter. Whether it's, and I've given examples of family, and I got family that listens to this program, and they know I'm not lying. Well, some, I mean, they maybe didn't have the same experiences because they're a little younger, but they know I'm not lying. I have seen things and just shook my head and went, you got to be kidding me. This is family talking about shooting each other up over nothing, over miscommunication, misunderstandings that have nothing to do with them. They would just come. I can tell you, my cousin Bobby would get drunk at a party, come get inserting himself into a conversation, start crying, then get emotional, then hear the wrong thing and threaten to go shoot somebody. And you just shake your head and go, first of all, you're inebriated. You're drunk. You don't even know what you're talking about. Two, you come into a conversation that even if you were lucid and sober, you wouldn't know what you were talking about. Why don't you just get out of here? And you just get tired of it. You get sick of it. I've told this many times. Most of the blacks I know, if you go to where I grew up, if they're still there, they want to know, how do you get out? They may act like, oh, man, we down. Yeah, I'm going to go up here, run a few places, and dump those here to the ice house or whatever. They may do black stuff, but they want out. And you know what their fear is? Their fear is they don't know what to do when they get out. They don't know if they can assimilate, if they can be affected. They're scared to come out. But if there were a path out, if somebody were to say to them, man, we're going to hook you up. We're going to get you a job. You're going to be in a nice neighborhood. Your kid's going to play soccer. You're going to learn some decorum. Things would be different. Anyway, this guy says, we were broke with Biden. We weren't broke with Trump. This was a South Carolina black voter. And then, well, I got another clip. I don't think we have time to play it, but we'll play it coming back in. It was man on the street in Chicago asking questions about Trump versus Biden. And as I said earlier, the beautiful thing about when people tell you what they like about Trump, they can tell you that. You'll hear people say this, look, I don't necessarily like him, but I like this. They can point. I didn't like the border invasion. I didn't like the way Joe Biden ripped us off with COVID. I didn't like the way they're prosecuting this man over nothing. You can relate to something about him that makes you resonate at a guttural level, at a level that you go, man, that could be me. Something we've never been able to do in this part.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation
on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Why do you think they're doing this? Why would they be bringing in these tens of thousands of people, 20 buses a day, 1,000 more per day? Why would they be doing this? And what's your message?
The only reason that I can see that they would be doing this is to replace us. And we say Trump 2024 because Trump is the only one who's going to do something about this and partner with all of America. This is where all of America has got to come together and put a stop to this. We have to send these people back where they come from, or this is going to explode violently. It's going to explode on multiple fronts. And the mayor and his governor doesn't care. And since they don't care, then we must go red. We must link up with all of America. And we care, and we have to do something about it. We're coming for every elected official that didn't step up and all those that supported this mass. wipe out of our communities, we coming for you. By the time Trump gets ready to run in November, Chicago is going to look like a sea of red. When that Democratic National Convention get here, you're going to see so many red T-shirts that you're going to think you're in Texas.
Enough is enough. We just can't give it away to foreign nationals. No other country's going to allow guys to cut in and do the same thing that's happening here.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That was two brothers in Chicago being interviewed in the street, laying it out. And again, this isn't like somebody's, like when I was at SMU, there was something that happened. It was racially motivated in the city of Dallas. And we didn't have a whole lot of blacks at the school, but I was coming out of a Dallas hall, or maybe the student center, and I was watching. And every black that came out, they were like, and they would stick a microphone in their face and they would pull it down. The next one, they'd stick a microphone in front of their face, they would pull it down. And I got curious. So I went to see what question, and the girl saw me coming, and she asked me, like, you know, is that a racial problem or whatever? I was like, no, whatever. And then she pulled the mic down. So I walked away and went, okay, it's what I figured. They were looking for somebody, and they polled black after black after black after black, going to a school, a great school. They called it the Harvard of the South. And SMU is known in Dallas as being a great school. But going to this school, and they're looking for somebody that's going to say the right thing. So finally, some brother went, yeah, that's racist. And then you should have seen him. Man, they jumped. The cameraman got out. It was like, you know, somebody hit the lottery. And they did an interview, and I was listening going, man, they were looking for that. Kevin Jackson, that's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. And what's funny, I didn't even think about it, like, they just created the news. They let 12, 13, 14 blacks go, you know, that they ask, what are you doing? Is it racist? No. Is it racist? No. Is it racist? Is it racist? 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 Yeah, a little bit. Okay, everybody go to, here we are. Let's go to war. It's racist. I should have known then. I didn't think about it because I wasn't trying to be political. I mean, I knew it. In my brain, I was looking at it going, whatever. I'm at the school with all these rich white kids. We have the same opportunity. I'm in class with them. Most of them don't even have a fraction of the drive that I have. I have a huge advantage over them. They had money, but I was like, okay, they got a nice car, a nice house. Whatever daddy gives them, they'll have. But in terms of taking it to the next level, nobody. My friends, I have a lot of white friends because I grew up, you know, country boy. And my friends think I'm the bee's knees, as they used to say back in the day, because of what I've accomplished. And I'll tell you, to a person, if you had said, who's going to accomplish the most of our set, they would have said Kevin, because I was driven. And yes, I was motivated by money for a little while, but no, there was something inside of me that was driven. I didn't know that God was going to touch me. When I was in my media room in my house making decent money and about to change careers and become a partner at Deloitte or, you know, I don't know, whatever I was going to do. But it was going to be big. I was going to get into seven figures in a year. What I used to dream of, if I could just be a millionaire, I was going to do in a year. And I gave it up because God goes, I got a different mission for you. So that's what I've been doing. Anyway, those dudes talking about, what are they talking about? Immigration. But what were the other guys in the previous segment? What were they talking about? Those guys were saying, we were broke. We're broke under Biden, but we were not broke under Trump. You know what else they talked about? It was another part of that discussion that wasn't there. But they talked about legacy money. Legacy money. But before I go into that, I want to make one other point. In that last deal where those two guys talked about, why would you think they're bringing in thousands a day? The guy says, Trump 2024, he's the only one who will do something about this. Did he say, I like him, I love him, I want some more of him? Did he say, man, he's my man, I can't wait, Donald Trump, was he a zealot? No, but he had something to point to. He said, if they don't do something about this, it's going to explode on multiple fronts. We're going to go red. And he said this, which I found very interesting and very telling. He says, we're going to link up with all of America. See, he doesn't think this is limited to him. He knows it's bigger than him. He knows it's bigger than Chicago. Every city, there's that guy. There's bunches of them. Every city, there's barbershops having this discussion. Saying Joe Biden didn't do jack for us. Mr. You Ain't Black has not delivered a thing. And neither did baby black Jesus. Maybe we need to rethink it. Since when has a Republican done that? Please, somebody help me. I feel like I'm about to preach up in here. Somebody help me. When have we done this? When has any Republican done that much to reach into the inner city and shake people up and wake people up? It reminds me of that moment when Trump said, "What have you got to lose?" One of those brothers we played in the earlier clip, he said, "Man, I'll admit, I know what Trump was about, but now I'm down with him. I'm down with him." And he kept using the N-word. They had to bleep it out. And I'll be honest with you, a lot of those guys spoke Ebonics, so I know my audience was struggling with it. But I can tell you this, every one of those black kids, and there were at least 15 of them interviewed, all for Trump. Ones that you would see on the street and go, "He ain't voting for Trump." Don't fool yourself. I made this comment a long time ago when I mentioned one of my nephews who was a drug dealer, and he said he wouldn't vote for Obama if you put a gun to his head. And I remember thinking, what? And I went on Glenn Beck and talked about that story. I also talked about when I went to the new Black Panthers Day of Atonement, April 23rd, 2010. And I met with those brothers, and they were just absolutely blasting Democrats. Talking about Mayor Slay took TIF funds that was supposed to go to the neighborhood. These brothers knew politics. They weren't stupid. Anyway, I got a lot of wealthy white friends, and I marvel about that generational wealth. I look at their kids and their grandkids. These kids are so well adjusted. They don't have the worries that we have on the day-to-day stuff. I'm going to tell you something. I have never not worried about money. Let me put it another way. I have always worried about money. Even when I had quite a bit more than I do today, and I made a comfortable living, my financial situation remained precarious. One overextension too many, and it could have been over. In fact, I remember having enough money in the bank at one point that I thought my life was secure as long as I maintained my existing standard of living. And then, during that time, I was in Vegas at the Bellagio, and I watched this young white dude gamble $5,000 a hand on four different hands. At one point, y'all think I'm lying. This is true. He had 16 hands split, and he couldn't lose. He was a horrible gambler. He was trying to lose. He couldn't lose. He bet money like it was Monopoly money, and in 30 minutes, this dude walked away with $500,000, completely nonchalant. And I thought to myself, that's got to be generational wealth. I could never play that kind of money with the coolness that he did and the hands that he had. And he was just like, he wouldn't hit a 14 and would hit a 17. I mean, it was stupid stuff. But let me just say, shortly after my period of feasting, my job phased out, and I changed careers to do exactly what I'm doing right now. And within 2 years of leaving my job and starting this very organization, I was broke. And though there were tough times, I had the skill set to rebuild. But not everybody comes equipped with that attitude or that aptitude. I grew up around wealth. I always felt it was an advantage for me. Being exposed to wealthy people infused in me this never-say-die attitude. But these days, you don't have to grow up around wealth to understand it. If you want it, then do the things necessary to earn it. And now these young black kids at least know what generational or legacy wealth looks like. And they also know that the Democrats don't want blacks to have that type of wealth. That's the type of wealth where you don't worry about the day-to-day, so you can focus on doing bigger and better in life. That's what we've been missing. And Mr. You Ain't Black, I'm going to tell you something. I would love to see him visit that barbershop. Nobody there would have bought his lunacy with the Democratic Party. But how do you think Trump would have fared in front of these black gentlemen? You already know the answer.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Peace.